A lone piper welcomed Maeve Binchy's coffin to the small Catholic church in Dalkey, a church packed to overflowing with family, friends and neighbours, along with those from the worlds of the arts, the media and politics. Father William Stewart caused much laughter when he reminded the congregation of some of Maeve's writings.
One of the hallmarks of Maeve Binchy was her generosity. Her generosity of time, of talent and of her resources. And this church was no exception. And once, when Father McDonough, when he was parish priest here, and she had made a very generous contribution, and he went down to her and said, you know, Maeve, it's very kind of you, but it's very generous. And she said, no, spend it on anything you want, as long as you don't spend it on statues or holy pictures. A caveat many a churchgoer might agree with.
The young girl who wanted to be a saint wasn't religious, he said, at least not in the traditional sense.
She died not having come to know God. But I would like to think that as she closed her eyes on this world last Monday, shortly thereafter, Maeve opened them and was surprised by the light of God's face. But I also suspect, Maeve being Maeve, she didn't stay surprised for too long. And having got her bearings on heaven, she began to talk to the Almighty, and she's still talking to the Almighty, and she will go on talking to the Almighty for a very long time. Lord, you called her, you can listen to her.
I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire.
Her many old friends at the funeral included her school friend Catherine O'Halloran, the painter Geraldine Hone, and Judge Peter Smithick, who is chairing the inquiry into the IRA murders of RUC officers Breen and Buchanan in 1989.
My great memory is one day in the 60s or 70s, I met her in Grafton Street. And she told me with great pride that she'd just taken up a job with the Irish Times and she was earning £3,000 a year. And we both marvelled that anybody could be earning as much money as that.
You didn't realise she was in the wheelchair. She used to sort of glide around, you know, and so that's really, that will be my lovely memory of Maeve.
The remains of the much-appreciated writer were cremated at a private family service this afternoon.